You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So the Broncos lost again yesterday. The Broncos are now in third place in their division.
Yeah, that's because we didn't put our flag out. We totally forgot.
What?
Our big Broncos. We're just so slacking this year. It was on in the background.
It doesn't
seem... I didn't even see a second of it.
It doesn't seem like Nicole is into her team, and she has been
not.
A rabid fan.
She is more into her ding-dang loser pool this year than anybody I know.
I'll
so I think
that.
She's more focused on the bigger picture than just our goofy little...
That's
DBs.
Bad mojo, though. You shouldn't be focusing all that energy on
it's not
losing.
Bad mojo when we're getting closer and closer to $1,400, Emily.
I've had more friends who say that is exactly what has almost ruined sports for them, is that they can no longer root for their favorite team because they're too busy.
So he's talking about the picks.
With their loser pool or their fantasy league or whatever. They're like, I don't have time for my team. I've got to keep track of all my points.
I'm totally like uninvested. I'm like, pick what? What am I picking?
I know.
My nose.
Why are we talking about sports?
That's really cool
so
that she is still. That's really cool that she's still in it.
It's very cool, man, because Mama needs a new set of tires for her SUV.
You know, I was in the same loser pool with Nicole, and I got bumped out about a month
ago. And then you went over this whole strategy when this first started on how to pick them and the right way to pick them. And it was like, what, week three you were out or something?
No. I lasted the first five or six weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, you did pretty good then.
It's been 6 weeks.
I lasted 5 or 6 weeks, and then I got knocked out.
Bounced.
Which it really is unlike you, because I did a pool with you last year, and essentially after I already put my money in is when your son was like, oh, basically we just need to rename this entire pick to give your money over to Dom Testa.
He's usually pretty good.
Like, seriously.
I won 3 years in a row that pool.
Well.
That's a record that'll never be broken.
If she wins this, we were kind of talking about
what are you
going to
do with the money?
We're so square. She's
don't
like, I think
it.
I'll split it and put it into each of the kids' college accounts.
Come on.
Wait, this is 14, fun money.
It's $1,400?
$1,400.
What else you could do is you could put $500 in each of the kids' things and then take $400
and blow it
and go somewhere and have
do
a blast.
Right. Buy something pretty
not
for
not
yourself.
Not on tires, yes.
Actually, start by taking out the money that you'll need to invest in next year's pool
so that
you're playing with OPM.
Right.
And then go blow the rest.
I keep telling her, I was like, you need to take a little bit of money and go spoil yourself. Because I'm the guy who's like always hopping on Amazon or whatever. And I just buy what I want. I just buy it. You know, I don't think twice about it. And she's got such mom guilt that she feels like she should be putting money into the kids or kids' clothes.
That's funny.
Kids' events. I'm like, take some money and go get a ding-dang facial and a massage. And
go buy an outfit that's not from Kohl's.
Yeah, go spoil yourself a little bit. I can't.
Step up. Go to Nordy's one time.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little over.
Get one shirt at Nordy's.
$1,400 won't get you much at Nordstrom.
Well, I was in that pool with her, and I know that it was down. Even when I got knocked out, there were only like 30 or 40 people left, so she's got to be...
I don't know.
She's
maybe
got to be in the top
10
or something.
I'm sure there's probably less than 20 left.
And so this goes through to like the Super Bowl?
No, it goes till she's the last one standing.
Winner, yeah.
Oh, man.
Until everybody gets knocked out and the one person left standing.
That disappointment, though. What happens if she gets knocked out like next week? That kind of disappointment is not something you
need. Well, then you wait till next
year. Break her.
Well, she's married.
You could break her.
Anyway, good times. I tell her I'm pulling for her.
I will.
I want her to win. A couple of years ago, we got a phone call from a teacher, and she said, can I use your airwaves as like a platform? And I said, well, sure. What do you want to say? She was like, I'm coming on to tell all the parents to stop helping their kids with homework, because then the kids don't learn anything. And we talked about it for a few minutes. The phones blew up, and it's always such a hot button, this whole thing about homework. I remember, I guess it was in August or September, it made national news about teachers around the country who were like vowing they were never going to assign any more homework to kids. They wanted them to learn in class and then go home and just play.
Play, yeah.
Something like that. Laura just sent us a Facebook message over the weekend. She said, Dom, do any of your listeners ever write in about homework for second graders? My daughter is now doing almost 2 hours of homework 4 days a week. I don't remember ever having that much, especially so young. Maybe it's a good thing in the long run, but right now she is getting burned out. Just thought I'd ask. Thanks. Love your show. Listen every day and listen to your podcasts on weekends.
Nice.
Ooh,
you're
she's
a rock star,
gold
Laura.
Star
that seems
listener.
Like a lot. 2 hours, 2 hours, 4 days a week.
For a second
grade. What are they learning in second grade?
The alphabet?
No.
No, they already got that.
Geography, maybe.
Math skills.
Math, geography.
I didn't even have that much homework in college.
I could see maybe 1 hour, like Monday, Wednesday, and then Friday. And then you have the whole weekend.
Well, you know,
it.
The thing is, it's hard to gauge it. When she says 2 hours of homework, it could be 2 hours for her daughter.
Exactly.
And there's another kid who maybe gets it done in 45 minutes.
Right.
And another one who gets it, it takes them 4 hours.
Right.
So you can't really gauge it by time, I guess, because every kid. That's why I've always said it's such. Here's where people don't show enough appreciation to teachers. I know everybody talks about the money situation, but here's where I believe people don't have enough empathy for teachers. If you got a classroom of, let's just say randomly, 24 kids, that's 24 different learning styles, mm-hmm. 24 different learning speeds.
Personalities.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody
everything.
Just sees their child as the complete universe.
Right.
And they don't imagine that there's 23 to 30 other kids in that classroom who are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got one teacher whose job is to corral them all at the same time and move them along through the year.
It's like right. herding cats.
Yeah. So, so when they say it's 2 hours of homework.
Her daughter just might be stupid.
Jeremy.
She listens. Thank you for listening in the past, Laura. I'm sorry you won't be listening anymore.
She knows. She knows.
She's
you kind of get a feel if your kid's
got
stupid
a great
or not.
Personality.
We had a comedian. Who's a comedian comes into our studio all the time and he talks about his daughters. And
oh, it was a Greg Barron. One's
yeah.
like Greg really
Barron.
Smart.
One
one's stupid.
Pretty and one daughter's dumb.
Yeah, he's like one is just gorgeous, but she has no brains whatsoever. The other one is very bright. And
yes,
but a tomboy.
So I'm kind of experiencing the whole homework thing now. We're getting into it because, it reads five and he's in kindergarten, but he gets it about twice a week. He gets it on like Tuesdays.
There's kindergarten homework.
And Thursdays and there's kindergarten.
I want to know what the homework
now,
is.
Now, this isn't rocket science, you guys. It's this is the
match
alphabet
the two
stuff.
Shapes kind of thing.
Greater than, less than.
Circle the cow.
Circle the rhymes, you know. But he still is having to do this at home, and we have come to the point where we forget a lot because we're busy doing other things, you know.
Loser pool.
Loser pool and raising little Lila who takes up a lot of time. And so a lot of times Thursday night will roll around and his homework's due Friday, and it's like 8 o'clock on Thursday, and we're like, oh, crap. So I'll help him zip through it every now.
No.
It's just rhymes. It's rhymes.
Jeremy, hold on, hold
Circle
on.
Circle the rhymes.
Let me remind
Cat, hat,
the listening public
bat, fat,
of his summer reading list that you guys actually
That's
cheated
right. we
your way through as well.
This kid's got a horrible future ahead of him,
he
I think.
Is, does he,
he's
does he
doing
know
fine.
How to spell his name?
Can't have mommy and daddy doing all of his work for him.
You know what I do worry about, though, is the later years when they do get into high school, you know, specifically more like junior, senior year math.
Trigonometry,
chemistry,
calculus.
Chemistry, yeah. Trigonometry, that, you know, when he's sitting at home at the kitchen table trying to do this stuff and he asks for help.
Not going to be able to do it.
Not going to be able to do that at all. And that worries me that dad's going to look stupid.
Well, I don't want to be mean here, so, but I.
Oh, but you will. Go ahead.
I guess I do want to be mean. But
I just called that girl stupid, so go ahead.
Right, so I can be mean to you.
You can be mean.
I'm going to do this on behalf of Laura.
Okay.
I'm going to say,
thank you.
You, why? What is all this nonsense about waiting until he is in high school? Because I've seen your spelling, and
right.
there oh. are so many third and fourth graders who can spell better than you can.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I think that he's going to be in probably middle school
right.
and kicking your butt.
I'm not
going to
help him with
oh,
writing,
God.
Okay?
No, I love it, Jeremy. So I,
so true,
I handle
though.
The phones, and I'll write, you know, I'll get people's name when they call up, and I'll have their name on the screen, and Jeremy will look over from time to time and be like, what's the name of this gal who's talking? And the one time he looked over, and he was like, all right, Marcia. And I'm like, Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia. She's
Marcia.
No, it was Marcia.
We were talking to Marcia.
She
and
was
he read
Espanol.
It. He was like, he's like, Marcia.
Who's this Marcia on the line?
It doesn't matter because you both misspell Sheila constantly,
oh, yeah.
every single
no,
time.
No, that's,
and
no,
sausage.
That's,
Sheila.
That's, sausage, forget
that's
about it.
That's a personal
it.
Choice.
Rebecca was one of the first people to call in. I have a question for you since you said you teach second grade. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
You teach second grade. So how do you feel about parents sitting down and helping their kids with homework? Because I've had teachers say, I don't want parents doing that, because the parents aren't going to be there to help them in the classroom. And I've had other teachers who say, no, it's great. It's like an extension of a classroom at home. So where do you fall on that?
I think it's great. Some kids need a little extra before they pick something up. And nobody knows kids better than their parents.
Oh, yeah.
So they might know just the right thing to say or just the right thing to do. I mean, if a kid always needs help, then that's something to tell the teacher, because homework kind of by design should be practiced, so they should know how to do most of it. So I would say something if I always had to help. But
yeah.
I mean...
All right. That's just what I wanted to know. We're going to grab some other calls. Thank you for your time, and thanks for your work with kids, okay?
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Here comes Katie. Yeah. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what do you want to say? You've got a five-year-old, is that right?
Yeah, I have a five-year-old, and he has homework every night. Now, some nights it's just a book to read, but other night, about four nights a week, it is...
Rhyming. Is it rhyming?
Actually, no, he doesn't get any rhyming.
What?
I'm surprised about that when you said that. We haven't had any of that.
What kind of goofy school does
sight
he go
words
to?
He's supposed to go over, and then he is working on rhyming in school, but we haven't had any homework with that. But he does have some sort of paper or assignment to do. One day it was hiding items in the house and having him find them and then count them.
Okay. All right.
So, what if he couldn't find them?
Like, I know, right? I made it really obvious. I had a bunch of hangers and put them in a bedroom that we don't have anything in.
Make a mess for your kid. Let's make more work for the mom.
Trying to step it up, she just threw a pile of hangers in an empty room.
It's kind of like the way some parents hide Easter eggs and stuff at Easter, right?
Right.
Just set it in the carpet in the middle of the floor.
You're into it for like the first three or four, and then you're like, screw this.
Katie, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You too.
Appreciate your time very much.
I do not remember homework at all. I feel bad for these kids.
Here's Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
You have a second grader too, huh?
I do.
And?
She actually, this year, they sent home notes saying that they were not going to be doing homework this year. So I was like, yay!
It's like every kid's dream.
Is it really yay, though? Because
what are you doing with that extra time?
You want your kids to get ahead and learn.
She is super, super smart. And so they actually have her in advanced math at school, and she has to come home and... read a book every night and answer a question. So that's really the only homework she has. So
I like that.
She does freak out when she has to answer that question, though, at the end after reading.
But she's super smart.
Yeah, she is.
So, you know, I think it kind of depends on the kids, you know.
No kidding, right.
Like one of the listeners said, if they're having trouble and you're constantly having to help them, then, yeah, you might want to talk to the teacher. But... for some kids, they just get it.
Yeah. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks. You too, guys. Bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
What they're reading.
Time for one more. It's Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
What do you want to say?
So I want to say I totally agree with the statement about sending home homework where it's fun activities like the lady was talking about that are fun things for the kids to do, because if it's not fun, then they're going to grow up hating learning. And the whole idea of sending home homework is to create a lifelong learning habit, right? So I agree that parents should help the kids with their homework. I have two 4.0 students, and I always sat down with them and said, hey, what are you working on? What is this you have going on? And we made homework fun. And sometimes, you know, they just need...
How do you make trigonometry fun?
I might take exception just with, and it might just be, you know, vernacular here. I take exception with the word fun, but I think you can find ways to make homework interesting. I don't think everything has to be a party, but there is a way that you can make homework interesting.
I don't know. Looking for hangers in an empty room sounds like a kick in the pants.
Besides that.
I may do that on my own, and I'm not even a second grader.
Debbie, we got to run. Thank you for your call. I loved all the feedback from our listeners today. Thank you for your thoughts on that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.